There is something that is so powerful about a personal story. I mean, a story where God has worked in another person's life. I love to hear testimonies. And today, you're going to hear a couple stories that will inspire your faith, encourage your heart, and make you want to live for Jesus like never before.
Welcome to this edition of Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. We are an international discipleship ministry devoted to helping Christians worldwide live out their faith for the glory of God and the benefit of all people. I'm Dave Drewy, and today we're pushing pause on our study in the book of Philippians to do something special. In fact, Chip's here in studio to reveal what we're going to do today. Chip?
Thanks, Dave. If you've listened to Living on the Edge for a very long time, you've heard us talk about Christians really living like Christians. For years, we've been passionate about equipping believers to move beyond the basics and truly embody the life Jesus modeled. We believe that discipleship isn't just a program. It's a lifestyle. It's about following Jesus. It's about knowing Him. It's about His life impacting every area of your life. I think it's so easy to make the Christian life a bunch of rules, and it's about morality. When you walk with Jesus, your morality will change, but that isn't the focus. You know, over the years, we've talked about BIO, B-I-O. It's an acronym. It's for life. I can tell you, throughout church history or today, you meet a man or a woman that is a lot like Jesus, and I will tell you for sure, three things are happening in their life and their practice. They come before God regularly, probably daily. They get in His Word, and they pray, and they worship, and it's a relationship. And then they're doing life in community. They're connected to other believers, not just even in a group, but from the heart. There's support. There's accountability. There's real love. And finally, on mission. They develop over time, by God's grace, a servant's attitude in their home and at work and at church. And then as they grow, they realize God has specifically, uniquely gifted them with spiritual gifts, and they have a calling on their life. And they discover it. They have meaning and purpose and direction. The heartbeat of this ministry is believers not just hearing God's word, but actually living it out. Today, we're not just going to talk about the concept of discipleship. We've gathered some powerful testimonies from individuals like you, and we've asked some of the Living on the Edge team if they would read them. I'm not going to teach today directly, but I'm going to highlight some principles from these testimonies. And here's what you need to remember about testimonies. Number one, they inspire. All of us have heard how God has worked in someone else's life, and it inspires us to do what they've done, to believe like they've believed. Faith really is more caught than taught, and we want you to experience that. The other thing is that the scripture is really clear. In Revelation 12:11, it says, they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life even unto death. There's something powerful about testimonies. And so I want you to get to hear them, to be inspired by them, and then I hope you'll do what I did when I read them and listened. I want to be like some of these people. I want to obey God and trust God and experience Him with the same kind of power that they have. So, let's get started.
Hi, my name's Greg, and I'm on staff here at Living on the Edge, and I'd like to share Mike's story with you. I first came across Living on the Edge when I was not a Christian, but I've since committed my life to Christ and listen every day on the app. I want you to know that God is working through your ministry. Personally, I was in a very dark place in my life, and God used you, Chip, and Living on the Edge to completely change my life. The teaching I listened to through the app has strengthened my faith and helped me build a better understanding of the Bible. It's almost as if God places lessons in front of me to help me understand and deal with the issues that I'm facing at that time. After I accepted Jesus, I had a very limited knowledge of godly principles, but through studying Romans 12, I've come to understand what it truly means to be a follower of Christ. Living on the Edge has been a tremendous blessing in my life, and after the Bible, the Chip Ingram app is my go-to resource.
Hey, this is Adele, and I work on the international team here at Living on the Edge, and I wanted to share a testimony we received from a woman named Kathy. Thank you, Living on the Edge, for all the work you do. I have listened to Chip on the radio for over 16 years as I'm getting ready for work each morning. I also use many of your resources, too. Through the ups and downs of everyday life, this ministry has encouraged and challenged me to have a real relationship with Jesus, renew my mind daily, and, as Chip always says, keep pressing ahead. Also, I went through the real you, and I've come to better understand my personality and how God desires to use me, which goes way beyond what I learned in church growing up. I so appreciate how real Chip is. He's so honest about his insecurities and struggles with pride and believing the lies that trip all of us up. Also, I am very grateful for Teresa and her bravery in sharing her story. Her testimony has been a great encouragement to me, too.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mike and Kathy, for sharing your story. And actually, I'll make sure my wife, Teresa, gets to hear that as well. Isaiah 55 says, God's word goes forth, and it always accomplishes exactly what he wants it to accomplish. It never returns void. And, you know, we teach over 1 million people every week, and then there's over 1 million readers on YouVersion and all kind of different places. But what we want to do, we want God's word to go forth that's biblical, accurate, relevant, practical, with the goal of life change, with the goal of really meeting Jesus. And those two testimonies are just two of literally hundreds and hundreds that we receive all the time. I was visiting another church a few weeks ago, and I walked in, and this lady that at least I didn't think I knew her, she said, "Chip," and she opened up her arms, and she came over and hugged me like I was a long-lost brother. And she began to tell me a story of years ago attending the church that I used to pastor in San Jose. And then she talked about, from that time on, how she listens to the podcast. Then she told me a very, very painful story of a broken marriage and raising kids on her own and how God changed her life. In the same service, I was sitting down, and a lady walks up, and she goes, "For the last 20 years, every morning I listen to your podcast, and I just want to tell you, it's changed the whole course of my life. It's how I've raised my kids. It's impacted my marriage. Wherever I go," it's just amazing that these stories of how God uses his word, and I would say to those of you that pray for and give to Living on the Edge, God's answering your prayers, and he's using your gifts in a powerful, powerful way. Now, the next testimonies talk about that journey of transformation. How does it really work? What is it that we do at Living on the Edge in this core concept of discipling God's people? So take it away, team.
My name is Kitty, and I'm on staff here at Living on the Edge. I'd like to share an email we got from Billy. She writes, "I have just finished Chip's daily discipleship series, Growing Deeper with God. And before that, I went through Discover Your True Self from the book of Ephesians. I just wanted to write in and say thank you to Chip and everyone at Living on the Edge. God is working through this ministry in incredible ways. For most of my life, I have wrestled with feeling like I don't measure up, like I keep trying to make time to read and study the Bible, but fail to be consistent. With Chip's help, I realized I was living for God's approval and not from it. I cannot begin to describe the freedom I'm experiencing now in Christ. I have deep joy in reading his word and hearing his voice. If not for the work of this ministry, I would have continued to struggle with that weight for the rest of my life. Thank you so much."
Well, Billy, thank you so much for sharing your story, and what a great reminder for all of us. Did you hear what she said? "I have learned to live from God's approval, not for his approval." I still struggle with this. The Christian life is just a transaction. It's checking a box. It's trying hard and never feeling like you measure up. Unless you understand grace, unless you understand you're already loved. And once Billy did that, then her time with God, her reading of scripture, her developing some of those habits, it wasn't about getting God to love her. It was about recognizing she was already loved. I never tire of reading and listening to testimonies that remind me of truth that I know, but I need to hear it again.
Hey there, this is Erin, and I'm on staff with the Ministry Partners team here at Living on the Edge. And I wanted to read a touching testimony we got from Will. I grew up in the church, and I always thought Christianity was just another religion. Nothing really unique or special from what others believe. To me, everyone was doing certain things or acting right to get on God's good side. I didn't think I could ever live up to that standard, so as a result, I pursued a self-seeking life and made other things a priority, like sports, partying, drinking, dating, school, and my career. I spent more than 20 years chasing happiness and security in a bunch of things that didn't deliver and brought a lot of anxiety. At the height of all of this, I experienced a lot of panic attacks and struggled with OCD. In my early 30s, I was in a secular relationship and feeling lost, so I began to do some soul searching, and that's where God started to pursue me. I came across Living on the Edge in my car, and one night, as I listened to Chip, God suddenly became all too real to me. I got to know his heart. He didn't need anything from me. He just wanted a relationship with me. Chip explained that God had wanted that since the fall in the garden, and his love continued pursuing us by sacrificing his son, Jesus, who paved the way for all of us to be reconciled to our loving Heavenly Father. When I heard all of that, I broke down in tears right there in my car, and I had to pull over. On the side of the road, I surrendered my life to Jesus, confessed my sin, and decided to make him the number one priority. My new life with Jesus has been incredible, but not easy. And in fact, there have actually been some really big challenges. I jumped into singleness with a leap of faith, and I am still single at age 41. However, I've experienced so much joy and peace walking with him daily, and I am eternally grateful for the ways God has used Living on the Edge to call me back to him, and I've been a faithful supporter of this ministry ever since.
Will, thank you so much for sharing your story. If I got a dollar for every time a person that I've met over the last 20 or 30 years who said, I was driving in my car, I was going through these hills, it was the middle of the night. I have one guy who said, I was borrowing a guy's truck and his radio was broken and he only had one station. And the only station was this Christian station, and he wasn't a believer. And he said, oh, brother, I am always amazed at the unusual ways that God uses Living on the Edge to take people from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. In fact, one of the ones that just moves me the most is a man that's on our board now. He was religious, but not born again. He was very successful, but not very happy. He started listening to the radio, and I was doing a series on heaven. As he thought about heaven and the gospel came forth clearly, he said, I was in L.A. on Highway 5. I mean, it's like seven lanes. He said, I took the exit. I pulled off. I cried like a baby, and I received Christ. That was about 11 years ago. And from that point, I watched Mike's life grow, and I watched him get connected to his church. I've watched him begin to help other people. It's so amazing. You know, that last line of Psalm 23, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. Jesus in John 4, he says to this woman at the well, the Father is seeking, literally, he's pursuing those who would worship him in spirit and in truth. God is pursuing us. He's longing for people. And as we get the broadcast on radio and on apps and in every way possible, the Spirit of God takes the Word of God in individuals' lives and he transforms them. And we get to be a part of that. And those of you who pray are a part of it. And those of you who give are a part of it. I don't think there's anything more exciting than watching a life being transformed. And then one of the areas that I find that people need the most help in is guidance or direction. I don't know how many emails, thousands and thousands of emails that will talk about, I have a question in my marriage, or should I marry this person, or I need God's will for my money, or for one of my kids, or what school should they go to? God speaks by his Spirit through his Word to guide and direct our lives. And some of the most encouraging testimonies are about how God uses Living on the Edge to be his instrument to give guidance and direction.
Hi, My name is Steve, and I work on the Living on the Edge team. And I want to share a quick story we received from Chad. I found Chip on Sirius XM during my long commute to work each day. I am really enjoying my time in God's Word. I've learned so much with Chip, as he's turned a meaningless drive to work into something of continuous wisdom. And because I listen every day, that led me to discover Daily Discipleship with Chip, which has elevated my time in the Bible to another level I did not even know was possible. I'm so excited to see what God has next for me. I pray for continued blessing on Chip Ingram and Living on the Edge. Your impact on my life is greater than you'll ever know.
Hey, this is Taylor, and I work on the ministry partner team here at Living on the Edge, and I'm excited to share a powerful testimony from a young woman named Natalie. I discovered Living on the Edge when I moved to North Carolina for college over 10 years ago. Being raised in the church, I would listen to music stations like The Light FM or His Radio, but it wasn't until I went out on my own that I started listening to sermons, too. Chip has been one of my favorite pastors to listen to. He's always sounded like a wise dad giving practical, biblical advice. There's always been something in his voice that has made me feel like I could trust him. I started watching his sermons on YouTube and saw how series like True Spirituality, The Real God, and The Invisible War, along with many others, have shaped my belief system. Chip also stressed how important biblical community is, so I found a small group and started memorizing scripture every day. I even got big theological books like Knowledge of the Holy, which Chip talks about a lot, and it remains one of my favorite books. While Chip and this ministry are dear to me, it was actually a simple phone call from someone on the Living on the Edge team that truly impacted me and my family. As I grew in my career and could give back to the ministry, a sweet woman named Robin called me to thank me for my donation. Little did I know that this beautiful soul would become a longtime friend and prayer warrior to me and my family. For years, Robin and I connected through monthly donations. She listened and prayed with me through life's ups and downs, and her calls were a constant reminder of God's love. I have been so blessed by Chip and the Living on the Edge team, and while I'm blown away by how they're changing the world, I will be forever grateful for the ways Robin has changed my world.
Wow, thanks so much, Natalie, for being willing to share your journey, and I guess I take it as a real compliment that I sound like a wise dad. And what's also encouraging for me that many of you don't know is that we have a team of people at Living on the Edge that call and pray and listen and care. And we have a mantra that we live by, ministry first. And as we minister to people, we'll trust that whatever we need financially, the Lord will provide. But ministry always has to come first. We believe if we will do what God wants us to do, He knows what we need and He knows how to provide it.
Hey, this is Christian. I work on the IT team on Living on the Edge, and I'd like to share an email from Naomi. She writes to us from Romania. She says, "The resources your ministry sends out have been an absolute lifeline for me, as I've discovered them exactly when I've needed them, especially the Yes, You Really Can Change discipleship series. It completely transformed my life. As someone who deeply cherishes God's Word and has journeyed through countless Bible studies, I've often struggled to find trustworthy Christian resources here in Romania that consistently guide me closer to God's heart. Your ministry has filled that void. It's like the resources were designed to speak directly to the longings of my heart for a deeper connection with God. Thank you for providing such valuable tools."
Hello, this is Wadani, and I work on the audio production team here at Living on the Edge. And here's another international story, this time from Bianca. Living on the Edge is a ministry that is so close to my heart. I thank God for the incredible work the Lord is doing in the many lives around the globe. And I'm deeply grateful for how Chip has impacted my life. I see Living on the Edge as the first significant influence in my life, like the first face on my personal Mount Rushmore. Since then, God has added other important influences. Secondly, a close friendship with a coworker in the ministry. Thirdly, the opportunity to connect with and serve a hybrid church in the US, even though I live far away in Denmark. And fourthly, studying God's Word with other women through the organization, Bible Study Fellowship. But the Lord is continuing to show me that while these four influences are great and helpful, they are not enough. He wants me to rely on him above all else. I'm continually reminded to walk with him daily. Thank you, Chip, for all you do.
Thanks so much, Naomi and Bianca. It's exciting to see God's word go all around the world. And over the last 15, 20 years or more, we have just said we want to scatter the seed of God's word wildly. And so anybody who asks us, can we use this? Can we use that? The answer is simple. Yes, freely we've received and freely we give. And when I hear testimonies like this, it reminds me our labor is not in vain, most especially when I hear stories of people that are in very, very painful situations and where God has intervened. Emotional healing and God at work are the next few testimonies. So lean back and give praise to God as you listen to these.
Hey, my name is Davis, and I work on the Living on the Edge team. I wanted to share this powerful story that we've gotten from Dustin. Dustin says, "A few years ago, I survived a terrible motorcycle accident, walking away with only bruises, praise God. When I started to drive again, I began listening to Christian radio, and I heard a lot of powerful testimonies. Hearing all of that sparked something in me, and I decided to give my life to Jesus. Living on the Edge was there, and Chip taught me what it meant to live like a Christian and take my relationship with Jesus to the next level. After that, I ended a 12-year relationship, and I began looking for a local church to get plugged into. Now, I even work on a church staff. I will forever be thankful for Chip and Living on the Edge."
Hey, this is Michael, and I work on the Ministry Partnerships team here at Living on the Edge. And this testimony came to us from a woman named Amy. "I first connected with Living on the Edge when I was 24. Growing up Catholic, I didn't really understand how to have a personal relationship with the Lord. But in college, through friends and church, I experienced the Holy Spirit in a profound, intimate way, and it transformed my life. That's when I started asking, how do I live this out? How do I really live for Christ? I found the answer through Living on the Edge's material. I started listening to their podcast and reading books like Balancing Life's Demands and Love, Sex, and Lasting Relationships. I was on a personal journey, learning how to live out my faith in practical ways. For example, I took a dating sabbatical and went through Love, Sex, and Lasting Relationships to get my relational priorities in line. My job is in psychology, and I started applying what I was learning to my work with trauma survivors. I also used the Love, Sex, and Lasting Relationships material with high school students, and it was amazing to see the transformations, even though they had no idea that these practices were based on a Bible study. This material helped them navigate things like infatuation versus love and gave them tools for healthier relationships. Later, I worked with kids in a foster care, and we used material from Chip's series, Overcoming Emotions That Destroy, to help them manage things like anger. We would explore the root causes of their emotions and give them practical tools to deal with them. It was incredible to see how these resources brought about real change in their lives. The impact on me personally has been tremendous, too. When I face challenges, the material from The Invisible War gave me the context to understand and navigate spiritual warfare. Now, as a supervisor, I'm able to share these resources with others I work with, and I've seen the same transformation in them. Living on the Edge has been a vital part of my journey, and I'm grateful for how all of these resources have shaped my life and the lives of others.
Hi, my name is Vita, and I work on the Living on the Edge team, and I want to share a quick story we received from Jesse. Jesse writes, "Chip series, Overcoming Emotions That Destroy, was incredibly helpful to me in one of my most trying times. God put this fantastic resource in front of me at just the right moment. This teaching is so biblically sound and challenged me to rid my heart of deep anger or allow unforgiveness to fester while I walk through this difficult trial. Because of how God transformed my life and the healing I've received by putting these techniques into practice, I've shared this impactful series with numerous people. I've even had one person commit their life to Jesus through this teaching. I look forward to using the resources this ministry creates to help even more believers in their faith journey. Thanks, Living on the Edge."
These are very powerful stories, and they had something in common. Specific tools or resources we've developed thanks to your generosity, that have made a difference in people's lives. You know, it's one thing to say, hey, love your wife or love your husband. It's a different thing to give them a tool, whether it's a book or whether it's truth cards or something specific. Overcoming Emotions That Destroy is a book and a series, and The Invisible War and The Real You. All these are specific tools that God has used here and around the world. And it's been so exciting because the other thing I heard about these stories, God changed their life. And then what did they do? They're passing it on to others. I'm an old basketball player, as most of you know. And so I think about goals and strategy and clarity. Our target is that we will help Christians live like Christians. But the bullseye of our target is that we get to help people and their life gets transformed and they catch the vision and they take tools that we have made and they begin to share it with others. I was in Dubai recently and a young man said, you know, I just went through your book, Holy Ambition, and it gave me direction and clarity about my life. Now I know why I'm in this business. Now I know why I have this direction. Now I have a process to take these five guys that I'm meeting with, all of them very successful business people, all of them wanting to know, what does God want to do in me and what does God want to do through me? And so when you help us create those kind of tools, you are making a difference as the ripples of discipleship go from one person to the next person to the next person. And as we do that, I will tell you, there's nothing better. There's no amount of likes or fame or money or anything that compares with being in the center of God's will and Him using you to love others.
Hi there, my name is Carly, and I work on the Living on the Edge team, and I'd like to share Janet's story with you. I'm a nurse, and for a few years, I felt God prompting me to start a Bible study for the other young moms I work with. But I've been afraid to take that step. It's crazy how powerful that fear of rejection is. But anyway, 3 months ago, a handful of coworkers and I were getting dinner, and I shyly threw out the idea of doing a Bible study, and all of them said yes. It's amazing how loudly God speaks sometimes. We are about to finish True Spirituality and How to Be Romans 12 Christians. Next, we'll tackle the Real God Study. I've been blessed beyond measure to have these sweet young women at my house to grow in faith and wisdom together.
Hi, this is Donna, and I work on the operations team here at Living on the Edge. And this testimony came to us from a mom named Melissa. I'm experiencing a wonderful season with my three boys. One's in eighth grade, the other a sophomore, and the oldest is about to go to college. I'm grateful he's decided to go to a Christian school, but it's so hard to see him go. We're trying to soak in all the time with him. But I'm so grateful for Chip's teaching that I listen to daily. And now my boys are listening to the podcast too. My oldest came to me recently after listening to one of your series and said, Mom, the narrow path to follow Jesus is even more narrow at a private school. Sometimes it feels like no one else is on it but me. Chip, I want you to know how valuable your resources and podcasts are to my family, because the narrow path is getting narrower for parents guiding their kids, and the kids are realizing what it really takes to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. Thank you from a mom and her boys.
I love that story by Melissa because it really sums up what we're all about at Living on the Edge. We want to help Christians live like Christians, and that's just our terminology for discipleship and disciple making. And we have three very clear strategies. The first is to disciple God's people, teaching, training, and tools. The second is equipping pastors and leaders, because if you really want to disciple people, you go upstream. Who are the people that have the influence? Healthy pastors with disciple making resources and mindset produce healthy churches. Healthy churches transform families. Healthy families transform communities, and you get the idea. It's the way God made it to be. So we disciple God's people, we equip pastors and leaders, and then third is reaching the next generation. Thanks for being with me. And by the way, we would love to hear your story. Why don't you write us an email or write a letter and tell us this is how God is working in your life. And finally, if these stories inspire you and you want to be a part of seeing people's lives changed forever and ever and ever, can I encourage you to give to Living on the Edge? And there's never been a better time, because every gift, as you've heard this month, will be matched dollar for dollar. Would you pray about that and then join the team? God bless you and keep pressing ahead.
Thanks, Chip. Well, if you'd like to partner with us during our mid-year match, visit livingontheedge.org or call us at 888-333-6003. And like Chip said, every dollar we receive until midnight on June 30th will be doubled for greater impact. So if you want to help us create discipleship resources, encourage and support pastors, and share the gospel with today's youth, prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner. Go to livingontheedge.org or call us at 888-333-6003 to give a gift today. App listeners, tap donate. And thanks in advance for doing whatever God leads you to do. Well, join us next time as Chip dives back into his study of Philippians chapter 1 through our series, I Choose Joy. Until then, I'm Dave Drewy saying thanks for listening to this edition of Living on the Edge.